that everybody shares the upkeep and all that.
Bathroom?
Yeah.
Not really anything like that. I don't really know any apartment buildings like that. You talking about like a penthouse?
All right, what do you mean by penthouse?
I think of a penthouse. You know, it's mostly house shape. It's not like the plain apartment building you see, you know, like maybe two bedrooms or something like that. Mm-hmm. These are big, you know, they're really kind of like house shape. Mm-hmm. And I like to think of those. And usually the penthouses on top of the building, you know.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Pretty elaborate place. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see.
Usually bachelors get those.
The penthouses, yeah. Well, What I was thinking about when I was asking about apartments that you could buy, condominiums. Ever heard of that?
Those ones you can buy.
I think so. If I've got it right.
Yeah.
Are there any around here?
There might be some. Like when I was telling you about those apartment buildings over there, I guess you could buy them. Mm. Yeah. And they do have penthouses over there.
Ever heard anybody call those things condos?
Mm-mm.
I don't even remember whether you said condominium or not. Say it anyway for me.
Condominium.
Don't mind. Okay. Talking about an apartment building, is there usually a man that takes care of the place, you know, like does?
Landlord, yeah.
Yeah. He's responsible for renting the apartment.
Mm-mm. Making sure they keep it up.
Yeah, okay. Well, what about a man? Would he do, say, minor repair work, like electrical or?
Well, if he can't do it, but, you know, like, if he can't do it himself, he's responsible for getting somebody out there that can do it.
Mm-hmm.
That is, if it's those kind of apartments. If it's the condominiums, they have to do it themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I see. Okay. What about a guy in an apartment building that cleans the place up?
Gent.
Yeah, okay. Or in some of these apartment buildings, there's one of the residents kind of acts as a manager. He'll show people apartments and collect rent and all that kind of thing. Have you ever heard of that?
Mm-mm.
A resident manager?
Usually it's the landlord. They don't trust nobody else with the money.
Good point. Okay. All right. What about, I want to ask you about some equipment that you use for keeping up your yard and garden.
Mm-hmm.
What about if you want to cut your grass? What would you use on?
A lawnmower. Yeah. You usually use a lawnmower. And like now we've got the electric, I guess you, I don't know, it's the edge, you know, it mm-hmm. keeps the grass off the carport
mm-hmm.
or where you park the car.
Yeah.
Something like that. And let's see what else. That's about it. And if you want to use the main things for the garden, if you just starting it, you know, about March, well, really say April, because March is still kind of cold. You use your tractor
mm-hmm.
and plow it up. Then you go out there and most people got the hand plow to fold it back and make rows. That's what my grandfather does. And then they get out there and they, like, he chops holes, and then my grandmother puts the seeds in there and stuff like that. And a hole is really the main thing, you know, after you finish breaking up the land. The hole is the main thing that you use there.
Talk about lawnmowers. Are there different types?
You got the hand, the manual lawnmower, and then you got the